One man's trash is another man's treasure, and maybe even a key to your bank account. When throwing away old computers, remember that data on a computer hard drive often remains there even after it's been deleted. Simpson Garfinkel, a graduate student at MIT, says as many as one half of the hard drives on the used market contain confidential information. As part of an experiment, Garfinkel and some colleagues purchased dozens of used hard drives to see what people had left behind.
We found a lot of electronic mail. We found personal correspondence. We found financial records. We found medical records. We found credit card numbers. We even found a hard drive that had been in an automatic teller machine. We found a personal hard drive that still had the credit card number on it, and it had their address, and it had a record of what they had purchased from a merchant over the web. They had bought a pair of cowboy riding boots, and it also had a lot of pornography that they had downloaded. So we have that person's name and what they purchased and their reading habits.
Mm-hmm. Now, you and your colleagues at MIT are pretty expert at manipulating computers. How easy would it be for someone with less training to extract this kind of information from these salvaged hard drives?
Quite a lot of the disks, no effort had been taken whatsoever to erase the files. On other drives, the drive had been formatted, and you would need to use a special tool to recover the information. It's important to understand that when you format a hard drive, it doesn't actually overwrite the information. It simply reads every block of the disk, and then it writes a new directory that says there's no information on this disk.
Mm-hmm. So a reasonably intelligent criminal, if he or she wanted to get access to some of this information, could do it quite easily.
Yes. It doesn't require very expensive software, although there is expensive software that you can use. I think that this is more of an issue for espionage and national security than for petty crime. It's hard to target a specific organization, but we showed that it's easy to go fishing, and as long as you have some capacity for evaluating the information that you catch, you might be able to make a lot with that. So if I was a foreign government interested in gaining economic or other sensitive information about the United States, I would purchase a lot of used hard drives on the market.
So how can you be sure when you throw away a computer or trade it in that you've removed all the sensitive files from it?
There's a lot of programs, more than 50, available. Some of them are free and some of them cost money, that will do different amounts of cleaning of your hard disk. But I think this kind of feature should be built into the operating system. I think you should have a way of telling it, I'm giving this computer to somebody else, please remove all my personal information. I also think that the hard disks themselves should have a kind of self-destruct button on them so that when you press the button, all the information is made instantly unavailable. But so far, the drive vendors have not put that technology into their drives.
Simpson Garfinkel is a technology writer and a graduate student at MIT and co-author of Remembrance of Data Past, a study of disk sanitation practices. It's in the new issue of IEEE Security and Privacy.